This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hour of the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schilling, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Joining us now is Dr. Jack Stockwell for an edition of Good Day Health. Dr. Jack is a noted Nooka chiropractor, is in Salt Lake City, Utah, has been a part of the Good Day program for a number of years, has great expertise, and so we offer him as an alternative to some of the more conventional thinking. Whichever place your heart goes, you've got a way on Good Day Health to hear a little bit of everything from all sorts of circles. And so I'm proud of my connection with Jack and my friendship. There always is something going on in the world of medicine. So let's see if we can link a number of things together, starting with the controversy this week, Jack, on e-cigarettes. It isn't just this week, this month, this year. It's been since they came out. Let's listen to a report on e-cigarette regulations and whether or not they're bad for the economy. That's the twist here in this particular voicer.
E-cigarettes have been around for nearly a decade.
No one should vape unless they're looking for an alternative to smoking.
Brad Wooten and his wife started Woo Vapes about a year ago, selling battery-powered e-cigarettes.
We opened it after being longtime smokers.
The devices have liquid, which contains nicotine.
I know I would probably go back to smoking cigarettes without the e-cigarette.
For the first time, Wooten and everyone else in the e-cigarette industry are facing regulations by the federal government.
It would mean that we would probably shut down.
Liquids and batteries all have to be approved by the Food and Drug Administration. Ingredients must be displayed on packs with a warning stating that nicotine is addictive. The cost for businesses to apply and register every variety sold in a store could reach more than $1 million.
There's going to be hundreds of people in the area out of jobs. There's going to be, in my business alone, we'll have 4 people out of work.
The FDA says businesses like Woo Vapes, where vapors are mixed in-house, will have 2 years to submit applications. A big reason behind the regulation is because the government says 3 million middle and high schoolers used e-cigarettes last year.
Under the new rule, e-cigarettes cannot be sold to anyone under the age of 18. Wooten says that has always been the policy at this shop.
I think the majority of the industry has been on board with the age restrictions. However, don't put unrealistic expectations on us, unrealistic amounts of money to pay in order to stay in business.
Wooten says e-cigarettes shouldn't be lumped in with the tobacco industry because the products are different.
Right now, we're just going to fight.
And review roughly 500 pages of new rules.
All right. So, Jack, why shouldn't the e-cigarette regulations be the same or scrutinized as much as regular tobacco regulations?
Well, I think to a certain degree that's possible, but there's a deeper problem here, I think, behind the scenes that smacks right up against your libertarian ideas. And here is an unelected bureaucracy coming out and telling people what they can do in their private life. I have no problem with an 18-year-old restriction. I don't have any problem with that. And I don't have any problem with people doing things to their bodies that they want to do that don't necessarily affect somebody else.
As adults.
Yes, as an adult. So I share those libertarian ideas with you. But to come out and regulate batteries, regulate the unit itself, regulate the kind of material that goes into the vaping machine, obviously, this is a political move, not a move about health. It's a political move because how much money does the vaping industry give to Congress as opposed to the tobacco industry and the kinds of donations that are made for political gain?
Yep, I was thinking that.
This is the money. It's like you always say, follow the dollar. That's the first thing I always look
at. But from the medical perspective, are these things poisoning children? The number of cases is skyrocketing, so the government says. The studies suggest that anyway. Stories at DougSteffen.com.
Sure. So we're back to addictive behavior again. Mm-hmm. And they're going to get a really quick rush from the nicotine that's in the vapor. It goes into the lungs, goes right through into the bloodstream, just like inhaling tobacco smoke goes right into the lungs, satisfies that addictive drive that they have that actually has a common ground between the two of them back to a dysfunctional gut to some degree that gives us our addictive drive. Mm-hmm. So here you're hooking kids on nicotine through the vaping device as opposed to smoking cigarette tobacco. I suppose there's a very good argument as to how the vaping is safer than the tobacco, but you're still missing the point. The missing the point here is that we're feeding addictive behavior to people who should be doing something else.
All right. So as a NUCA chiropractor, you specialize in the spine, the neck, yes. The shoulders, that sort of thing. How does this medical problem that we're talking about, people get addicted to various substances like nicotine, how does that affect the body? How does it affect the structural integrity of your bones, of your muscles, of your superstructure?
Well, as you well know, Mary runs half of the business.
Mary, Jack's wife, Mary.
Yes, Mary, my wife, is the nutritionist, the head nutritionist, and she takes care of the nutritional aspects of the office, you know, in conjunction with me, but she really takes the lead. And so we are dealing with addictive stuff in the sense of sugars, and we're dealing with addictive stuff in the sense of caffeine, and we're dealing with addictive stuff in the sense of tobacco and other kinds of addictive substances that all have a degenerative effect on the flora that grows inside the gut upon which our lives so importantly depend.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there's any time you start bringing something into the body that affects neurotransmitter function inside the brain, such as nicotine or caffeine or sugar or these things, you are changing to some degree the metabolic balance inside the body. And so the body's got to expend a lot of energy to take care of those kinds of problems rather than healing itself, regulating itself to proper metabolic balance so that you can get the full energy of life. Your body's constantly having to deal with this overload of chemicals coming into the system that changes the metabolic balance point.
Changes everything. Change your brain, everything.
Yes, absolutely.
Jack Stockwell, member of the International Health Technologies Board, member of the NUCA Standards and Certification Board. He's a practitioner who, as we just suggested, practices with his wife. His website is theforbiddendoctor.com. Every week they have a new podcast. Matter of fact, this week's podcast, very important, just what is cancer? And this is going to be a multi-part, I suggest maybe you go into ForbiddenDoctor.com, listen to some of the other podcasts. There have been, at this point, I think you're about 80 or 90, haven't you, done since you got started?
I think we're right at 70. Right at 70. And cancer just is not what people have been told it is. And that's what this podcast is about.
Right. I mean, we can talk about that as a matter of course, what causes cancer. We all have cancer. Frankly, we all have cancers in our system. It's whether or not the free radicals get together. That comes from stress. I think I saw something that you sent me earlier on about stress and the toll that stress takes on your body and smoking, the things we were just talking about. How do you eat right? As a matter of fact, we're going to talk about in a moment pregnant women who consume fizzy diet drinks and what happens to them and their children. That's coming up next here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Jock, with Dr. Jack Stockwell on Good Day Health.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
What pairs best with a cold, refreshing beer? A scorching hot summer. Sam Adams Summer Ale is brewed with bright lemon peel and exotic grains of paradise, so it goes just right with summer taste, like hot dogs on the grill, steaming fresh lobster, and marshmallows over the fire. But its best pair of all, that might be another summer ale with a good friend. Pure summer refreshment from Sam Adams. For the love of beer.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
18 past the hour. Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell here with me. This is the program that will take apart a lot of the media's overlook, maybe oversight or whatever, overkill when it comes to certain stories. This focus on pregnant women who consume fizzy diet drinks, supposedly, according to the study that I'm looking at, Jack, twice as likely to raise fat children as those who don't. I don't know if there's any mystery to this. The mothers that were studied here drank artificially sweetened drinks every day, twice as likely to have a baby who was overweight at 12 months. Children exposed to artificial sweeteners in the womb may develop a sweet tooth that they have to deal with afterwards. So,
well, one thing to remember about babies developing inside of mama, they're not just living off of mom's nutrition. Their organs are developing. Mm-hmm. And those organs are following a genetic code so that the stomach looks like a stomach and the lungs look like a lung. But they are dependent upon the nutritional quality of mom's food. And when you start adding all of these unnatural, and by unnatural I mean synthetic laboratory created chemicals
right.
that are going to pass the placental barrier that's going to get inside of baby, the development of these organs, including its heart and its brain, its liver, kidneys, everything else, even its sexual determination, is dependent upon the quality of that food. And when you start loading it up with non-foods, because mom doesn't want to have sugar in her system, and that would go across to the baby, too. She takes these artificial sweetener drinks. Those things are getting into the baby's bloodstream, and its own organ development is going to be affected by these chemicals that we have no genetic history as to how to handle them when we're inside our developing womb.
Yeah, it really is amazing. And it kind of, you look at things that children are likely to be allergic to. We have this whole big thing now about peanuts and whether your children are allergic to them or not. There's a story that we're running at DougStephan.com about food allergies growing in numbers. But if you eat these things, I think you've maintained that if you eat peanuts when you're pregnant, the child won't have an allergy to them. I don't know the government is looking at this. There's so many common food allergies. Let's talk about that in a moment, shall we? We'll, as we continue in Good Day Health, look at allergies and how you can beat them. Dr. Jack Stockwell, check out the ForbiddenDoctor.com. Get his podcast, get the information that is there. And there are also some great service items that you'll want to check out. I'll tell you about those as we continue here on Good Day Health at 21 after the hour.
The The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
After the hour, this is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack Stockwell here discussing some of this week's current issues medically. We were talking about things that children are addicted to. Odds are you have a food allergy or know somebody who does. 15 million Americans have food allergies, Jack. One in every 13 children has a food allergy, according to the Research and Education Foundation. What's puzzling is the number of people who have a food allergy, the numbers growing up. Researchers are not clear as to why. There are a lot of common food allergies. I'm a little allergic to a little lactose intolerance. Why raw milk is so good for me. I have a gluten intolerance that doesn't always bother me, kind of gets into celiac disease to a point. And you know, there are other things. I'm just talking about me. Do you have, I never asked you whether you have any allergies to anything.
I used to until Mary got, you know, really militant with me in fixing my gut.
Right.
I couldn't walk into a house that had a cat. I didn't even have to see the cat. If there was a cat in the house, within about 10-15 minutes, my eyes would be bloodshot and swelling out of my head. Now we've just recently had a cat adopt us over this last month.
Right.
It's in the bed. It's in the kitchen. It climbs up on the bed at night when we're asleep. Not so much as a sneeze.
Really?
Because I've fixed the gut. This is where allergic things come from. And again, it goes back to the dependent upon the health of mom's nutritional choices during pregnancy. And that's why eating the peanuts, things like this, those kinds of proteins will sometimes get across the blood or the placental barrier, and baby begins to be, you know, conditioned to these things. That's not really the way we want to do it, but it's happening because of our dietary choices today.
Well, how much of this has come out of a desire to create another industry? This new specialization of food allergist doctors who emphasize and have a specialty just in evaluating. These are board-certified people that are, they say they're there to ensure proper diagnosis and education, and that's fine. But I sometimes think these things are sort of self-created.
Well, they are, because they're trying to sell medication.
Right.
They're trying to sell drugs that suppress the allergic reaction rather than finding out why the allergic reaction is taking place, in the sense of some physiological change in the body that can actually be addressed nutritionally.
Yeah. All right. The poll that we had at DougSteffen.com around this, asking what foods are you allergic to, listen to this, 42%. When they answered the poll at DougSteffen.com, said they weren't allergic to anything.
Oh.
Let's see, 14% said something other than what we listed. We listed nuts, soy, wheat, eggs, dairy, fish, shellfish, that sort of thing. I'm allergic to lobster now. Let's see, 13% said some kind of nuts. 12% said dairy. 10% said eggs and wheat. 9% said fish or shellfish. It's interesting, as I look at this, I don't know that I'm allergic to any nuts, but I certainly am allergic to wheat and dairy and shellfish. I wonder what the connection is between.
Well, remember about wheat. The wheat you're eating, the wheat all of us are eating, is not the wheat that our grandparents ate. This stuff is
all it's GMO to the nth degree.
Well, that's they haven't GMO'd wheat yet, but they have corn and other grains. But wheat has still been hybridized enough times that our digestive systems do not completely recognize these protein structures. And so we have a reaction to it. Just as, you know, your body's going to react to anything that comes upon it or in it that is an immediate signal to the immune system to respond to it.
Mm-hmm.
And the immune system is what is responding with an allergic reaction. The release of histamine, the sneezing, the coughing, the headache, these kinds of things. Because the body has, what's this stuff? You know, it's just going crazy. What's this stuff? And it has to react to it through the immune response. And we keep introducing artificial chemicals, and there's, you know, mold inhibitors, food coloring, flavor enhancers, the MSG, the aspartame, all these things that we have no genetic history in our digestive systems to handle. So in the name of convenience and in the name of shelf life, we are surrendering our immune systems to this onslaught.
Yep. Jack Stockwell is here with us on Good Day Health. Strokes are largely preventable and treatable, but you need to educate yourself on top of everything else to the risk factors and know what the warning signs are of strokes. Here's Brian Osich with more to help you understand what may be going on in your body.
May is American Stroke Month, and Dr. Ralph Sacco of the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine says the best way to beat a stroke is to avoid one altogether.
Most people who have first-time strokes have high blood pressure. If you have high blood pressure, and one out of three of us does, get it under control to help avoid a stroke.
Stroke risk increases with age, but it's never zero.
While African Americans and seniors are at increased risk, anyone at any age can have a stroke.
Sacco says many strokes are treatable thanks to clot-busting drugs and medical devices, but you have to act fast.
When a stroke occurs, nothing is more important than time. We want everyone to learn the acronym FAST, to recognize the most common stroke signs. If you see F for face drooping, A for arm weakness, or S for speech difficulty, it's tea time to call 911, face, arm, speech, time, FAST.
For more information, go to StrokeAssociation.org. That's Healthcare Now from the American Stroke Association.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Reminding me of yesterday. You're so stuck on bringing me down. You should know by now that I'm not sticking around. Let it, let it go. Let it, let it go.
Now 34 minutes after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack Stockwell on the Good Day Health Program. The Forbidden Doctor podcast is something very special, very informative. Jack, as a Nooker chiropractor, has an interesting approach to medicine. His wife, Mary, studies, has been extraordinarily helpful to me and any number of things and people that I care about because she's done so much research. So I would suggest if you want to have sort of a leg up on some things, common things that are problems you can avoid, go to the Forbidden Doctor website, sign up for the podcast, and then you'll look over, there's another page at the website that goes through the special scientific formulas that are in some of the products there, long-life energy enzymes, the thyroid product, the new thyroid product that's there. These enzymes are super. Everybody in my family is on these things. The composition, they've compounded something that's extraordinary. And so if you want, as is suggested by the name of the product, Long Life Energy, the enzymes are there, very powerful probiotics. So as you read about it, you get the information at ForbiddenDoctor.com, you probably decide, I want to order these things. So you can do it right there, ForbiddenDoctor.com. Click on products, click on the Long Life Energy enzymes, or the thyroid product, which is called... What did you get? It's complete thyroid. What did you call that thyroid thing?
Ageless.
Ageless thyroid. Okay. So both of those help. Read the explanation and what people have said. This stuff virtually eliminates heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, bloating, indigestion, lots of digestive distress. So that's at ForbiddenDoctor.com. And if you'd like to order, you go to the box where there's a code. And in the code box, you put Doug, D-O-U-G, for 10% off. Okay? Forbidden Doctor, ForbiddenDoctor.com. The issue of malaria. There's a lot of information around this week about whether or not, the speculation is, could we finally be beating malaria? The first vaccine could be approved in the next year or two, which may save 500,000 lives. So they say, this is something transmitted by mosquitoes, Jack, affects 214 million people a year. So this vaccine would be the first to protect people against the disease. One wonders, well, there's so much focus on mosquitoes and that kind of thing because of Zika. How close? Malaria is a lot more prevalent, a lot more of a problem for travelers. And so how does it impact the immune system? Is this just another way for the big drug companies to make a few bucks?
Well, again, I always look for the dollar. Who stands to gain by what's going on? Who stood to gain by stopping the spreading or the spraying of DDT? One of the most effective, and it was not nearly as toxic as Rachel Carlson tried to make it out to be. But the 200 million people who are affected by this every year could be greatly decreased by reviving DDT, but now they want to use a vaccine. So I've been looking into this. The vaccine consists of about 250,000 of these parasites that are subjected to radiation. So it doesn't completely kill them. It just attenuates the strength of these little bugs. It makes them extremely weak. And so they inject that into the bloodstream. Your immune system sees it, goes nuts over it, tries to build an immune defense against the presence of these very weak parasites, weak enough to the point where it does not cause malaria in the body. But the theory is that it would trigger some immune response to it. And in about half the people they've experimented with this on, had some kind of protection against malaria for up to as much as a year. And so they're saying right now, well, they're going to have to continue to get this annually. Who stands to gain from that? Now, I'm not trying to be merciless here. And malaria in a child is a very horrible thing. Okay. And if malarial medicine is not provided within the first 24 to 36 hours of infection, some disastrous things that can take place, because these parasites can end up in the heart, they can end up in the brain, and it's just a very tragic situation when it comes to children. Yeah. But instead of investing money and start spraying these jungles, and it always happens during the monsoon season when pools of water are everywhere, that's when it's at its worst. And again, who stands to gain from this kind of thing? That may sound a little cold, cruel,
always
heartless.
But look around and see.
Yeah.
It's pretty obvious in many circumstances where it is. All the Zika, this whole fray about it, there is this rush to develop a new vaccine, and one wonders how important that's going to be, especially, well, if you're pregnant or you're going to get pregnant or you think you're going to get pregnant, it's foolhardy to expose yourself to these areas, I think.
Sure it is. But let me throw you a curveball here. All these areas where, especially in Central America, where Zika is really spreading, are also the areas of huge Roundup usage.
Mm-hmm.
And the symptoms associated with Zika, like a flu virus or the microcephaly that babies are suffering, are the same thing that happens when mothers intake glyphosate. which is
the chemical
product
of Roundup.
Yep, that's Roundup.
So what is really causing the problem? There's a little more research here that needs to be done.
There's a story from today's show at DougStephan.com about a new this hospital idea to give mothers baby boxes. Did you see? It's a little strange putting your newborn baby in a cardboard box. The hospital teaching moms that it's the safest thing to do for their baby. This is a result of a study at Philadelphia's Temple University. They're going to give free baby boxes to all moms who deliver there. The idea is to decrease the rate of co-sleeping, the practice of parents sleeping in the same bed as their babies. And I don't know, does this contribute to sudden infant death syndrome, being in the bed with a baby, or just is, this is just good psychological work to keep? They're available for about $80 a piece, as I see it.
Well, sudden infant death syndrome really comes from another kind of a problem. The smothering of a baby when a sleeping mother or father rolls over on the baby is the thing that they're trying to prevent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, you know, putting a baby in a box, I suppose it has some logical benefit to doing something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But when mom finishes nursing the baby, she needs to have the crib right next to the bed, a low-cut crib next to the bed that she can reach over, put the baby back to sleep in the crib. But sometimes in the middle of the night and after a feeding and you're just too sleepy and you're just too tired, you have a tendency to, mom has a tendency to fall asleep while she's nursing.
Yeah. They're doing this in Finland, and it's apparently the government gives them to every new mom, so that's why they consider it. We don't want to be seconded to anybody. That's the way. All right, 41 past the hour. Good Day Health, Dr. Jack Stockwell here.
Hey there. You see that thing on top of your car? That's a metaphor for the strain dirty deposits put on your engine. But new BP gasoline with Invigorate helps clean your engine. With continual use, it can give you more miles per tank. Oh, easy there, buddy. I'm excited too, but let's show a little restraint. That's better. New BP gasoline with Invigorate. Our best fuel ever. Versus minimum detergent gas, average restored 3 to 5 miles per tank based on fleet testing. Requires continuous use based on what you drive and how you drive.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Grainger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Grainger.com. New rotary encoder ordered on Grainger's mobile app. A dozen splash goggles from the local Grainger branch. What more could you want in life? Grainger has over 1 million products for all our facilities' needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
46 past the hour now on the Good Day program. Aaron Levine has joined us now. He's the head of Merrill Edge at Bank of America. This particular client base providing the banking convenience of Bank of America with the investment insights of Merrill Lynch. I said Merrill Edge. Is it Merrill Edge, Aaron, or is it Merrill Lynch? Or is Merrill Edge part of Merrill Lynch?
Yeah, Greg, good morning. No, it is Merrill Edge, and it is. It's a part of actually both companies, right? So Bank of America is the overarching company, and Merrill Edge brings together the banking convenience of Bank of America and the insights and expertise of Merrill Lynch.
Okay, so what I would like to focus on with you right now, if I may, for the next 5-6 minutes, is the whole controversy about retirement and how people mm-hmm. contribute to their retirements. Those of us who are our age, we sort of have a plan, but then there are a lot of people who are coming along that don't have. They think they'll live forever. They aren't thinking in terms, certainly millennials are not thinking in terms necessarily of retiring. But when there's an intelligent conversation between somebody like you and someone who's working, as they've taken sort of a casual approach to work, they're taking a casual approach to retirement, and yet many people say this is the time when you really have to get focused on it, because when you get older, it's kind of too late.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, the old adage is starting early and often applies incredibly importantly to the retirement story. And I think that, the benefit, the millennials have is time. But you have to use it wisely. And there's certainly, we talk to our clients all the time and reinforce the need that, there's a couple very simple steps to be taken, but they have to be taken. One, participating in a employer's 401k, where there's obviously some matching that can go on. Automating savings, which is critically important, right? So for many who don't have the discipline to do it themselves, if you just automate it and take a little bit out of your paycheck every month, that helps. And then probably most importantly is actually having a plan and seeking some advice and some help to really build out a plan to deal with both the short-term priorities as well as the longer-term saving needs.
Well, so why should somebody look at – so everybody's different. Maybe is it the amount of money that you make? Is it your attitude toward life that would predispose you to thinking, let's do this or let's do that? Because we all know there are 900 million different things to do in terms of investments for retirement.
What's interesting, the survey we just put out, the Merrill Edge Spring Report, which is fascinating, that there's really two things going on, two trends. You see them in all the generations, but it's very pronounced in the millennials that are really redefining and kind of reshaping the retirement story. First, over 40% talked about that they had a financial or savings goal in mind instead of an age for retirement. So a lot of us have always said, well, I'm going to retire at age 65, whereas more and more the millennials and others saying, you know what, I have a financial goal in mind. And it ties to the second interesting piece, which is over 50% define retirement as a start of something new. So it's not the end of career and therefore 20, 30 years of leisure. It's now taking the time to say, what do I really want to do? Do I want to pursue a passion? Do I want to give back to a community? Do I want to start a new business? Do I want to further my education? So now it's about how do you save towards again a financial milestone that allows you to have the type of quote unquote retirement that you're looking for, which is very different than sort of in years past.
Mm-hmm. What did you do when you were coming along? You've been in this business, I'm guessing, since you got out of school. So how did you approach it?
Yeah, the first thing, I was very fortunate. I joined Bank of America, and at the time a predecessor bank, a number of years ago, and early on signed up for a 401k, and so I had that, which was very beneficial because I certainly wasn't nearly as disciplined in my 20s on all the other things and had a lot of competing priorities that I was trying to do, save for a home and, certainly enjoy lifestyle. So the 401k was an important component because it forced some money into savings accounts early on. Then as I move from my 20s to my 30s, you get more serious about making sure you are driving more money. And probably the most important thing was to start to put together a real plan because you sort of realize that, if you're trying to save for your, kids' education and for a home and pay down debt, and save for retirement, it's very difficult to do that type of planning on your own. And so reaching out to, financial advice professionals is a big part of it, whether from Merrill Edge or Merrill Lynch or wherever someone feels most comfortable.
It's funny how all of us are different. I'm certainly of the age I could, I suppose, if we can retire at any age if you plan for it. I don't want to, frankly. And so I haven't taken it as seriously as a lot of people. Okay, at this age, I'm going to retire, which is kind of foolish because there are a lot of tax benefits for having a good retirement plan, right?
Yeah, no question. There's certainly the tax benefits, IRAs. You're investing tax free, and I think that. But also importantly is it's a question of do you have the financial comfort to do the things you want to do? So put aside retirement, but do you get to travel the way you want to do, or visit your children who might live away? So I think it's not savings for retirement is really in a lot of ways saying savings for lifestyle. Yeah. What's the lifestyle you want to have over a long period of time? And I think that's the way to think about it. And so it becomes a different sort of goal in mind as opposed to purely retirement.
MerrillEdge.com. MerrillEdge.com. Aaron Levine, thank you.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. Now we're joined by Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is a medical doctor in Florida, actually a specialist in cardiology and lungs and all of the... How many miles of piping do we have in our body?
60,000 each one of us.
60,000. All right, so apparently there are a lot of things in people's bodies that they have operations. The point is now, according to a study, the third leading cause of death in our country after heart disease and cancer as people who screw up in the doctor's office, right?
I thought you'd like this one. This is from the
It's interesting, but I sure as hell don't like it.
This is from the British Medical Journal this week. Doug, medical errors, they may be the third leading cause of death in America. More than 250,000 people, it's estimated, die each year due to medical errors. So how do you avoid becoming a statistic? Let me give you at least five recommendations. Do not be admitted into a hospital alone. If you have to be admitted, go in there with somebody who loves you. Also, carry a list of all medications you take, and on that list should be the name of the drug, the dose, and the schedule. That is how you take it. Understand your discharge instructions from a hospital. That's the medications you should be taking when you go home, and your follow-up. What doctor you're seeing, when, and how. Make sure you you personally receive the results of any test, including blood work that's collected, do not assume that no news is necessarily good news. And use the same first name, last name, and middle initial for all medical issues. For example, I've seen women who remarry or have a third name, and they're using one name on one insurance card, another name on another insurance company, and another name, and it's so confusing. Use only one first, middle, and last name on everything you do medically.
Wow, isn't that interesting? I never...
That's a great tip.
Yeah, it is. All right. Fatty foods, eating them will make you sleepy.
And perhaps worse, especially if you're driving, right?
Exactly. Medical Journal Nutrients this week. Men who eat a lot of fatty foods may find themselves needing an afternoon nap. Hormones produced in the gut do promote sleepiness, Doug, but we really do not understand why fatty foods make us sleepy. We also do not know whether eating fatty foods at night interferes with sleep.
There's a question about driving in the dark and whether or not it makes you speed. Something happens to your brain, apparently. You, in the dark, think you need to drive faster. I don't know if you saw that study. No, I thought it was pretty interesting. You travel slower in the daytime and drive faster at night for some kind of
speed. The cues are just not there.
Yeah, that could be it. All right, good news or important news for older people. If you're not building up your muscles, you're going to die. Basically, that's what this study says, right?
Exactly. Preventive medicine, the secrets to a longer and healthier life may not be available in pill form, Doug, but may look like a barbell. When people 65 and older do strength training only twice a week, they lower their odds of dying from any cancer by any cause, by almost half. Previous studies have shown that strength training may improve muscle mass in chronic conditions such as diabetes, osteoporosis, lower back pain, and obesity. Stronger muscles, Doug, they also result in better stamina, physical function, and balance. This is easy. You can do such exercises without any equipment such as push-ups, abdominal crunches, and leg squats.
All right, now, to underscore that, one of the ways to get more blood to your muscles so that you'll be stronger and healthier is to take Super Beets. Ken's going to explain in the next minute why Super Beets are so effective and so good for getting your circulation up and thus getting more out of your workout.
Thanks, Doug. Based on Nobel Prize winning research from 1998, your body needs to continuously manufacture nitric oxide, and if it doesn't have the building blocks to make this gas, you won't have it, and the 60,000 miles of circulation that we talked about won't have adequate oxygen because the blood vessels open up when they're sprayed by the red blood cell first with the nitric oxide before they get in and deliver the oxygen for your workouts. There's two products, Super Beets. It gives you a boost of nitric oxide so that you can get that extra bit of energy instead of the caffeine drinks. And then Neo 40 will increase your maintenance level of nitric oxide. Get it tested with those saliva test strips.
All right, here's how you get all of this happening for you right away. Call 800-655-4183. You get the strips free, you get a book free, Neo 40, order that, and also Super Beets at 800-655-4183. It's terrific. Take Ken's advice. 800-655-4183.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.